Oh, Tucker Carlson talking about spankings. Not sure that's how I needed to start the show, Dave Aragon.
Oh, yes, it is. You know it. You feel okay. It deep in your soul.
Yes. Yes. Hey, Chad Hartman, Dave Aragon, Newstalk 830 WCC. All sorts of good stuff for you today. This is our Every Other Week with Bill Guerin. Unfortunately, he is unavailable today. Maybe tomorrow? Is that the idea? Or
1:35 tomorrow. He'll be with us.
1:35 tomorrow. I mean, come on. They're playing a game today? Let's go.
Maybe he's already making moves, making deals. Team looks good.
Haven't trailed yet. I mean, why would they make a move? Although it's kind of interesting. They haven't trailed yet, but they have lost two games.
Yeah, I think that counts as trailing when you finish with fewer goals than the other team.
Right. I mean, if you have two losses, again, the stupid NHL system, you play overtime and you play the shootout. They were trying, correct, to win those games?
I believe they were.
And they lost one in overtime and one in a shootout. I want to talk voting at the start. I don't want to get, I guess it's unavoidable that it will get political in some way. Excuse me. How are you voting this year? I mean, we have the individuals going to join us at 2:35 who hates if people vote early. It's bizarre. I don't know what Jason's... don't vote early. You shouldn't vote early. You should only vote the day of. That's utter nonsense. We should make it as long as it's fair, it's verifiable, and there's a process that is resolute with those who do this for a living. And understand the process they need to follow on individuals voting, counting, follow-ups. We should make it as easy as possible to vote. I've said for a long time, I'm far from the first. The Tuesday should be a national holiday. Election Day should be a national holiday. Every state should have early voting. Now, I don't think it needs to start the day after inauguration, Dave, but I want to hear how people are voting. Are you one who, even if you're not traveling, even if you're not a business commitment, you're just saying, I'd rather vote early? I think the latest numbers I saw today, Dave, closing in on 28 million people had already voted early. When you hear that number on October 24th, and we're not dealing with COVID this year, so, you know, the number comparison to 2020, it's just not apt. It isn't a fair comparison. When you hear that 28 million people have already voted, and we have, what, 12 days left, you think what?
I think good. I think 28 million is great. If you want to double it and make it, 56 million? It's even better.
I have zero problem with this.
Yes, make a plan. Get it out. Get it done. That's what I did yesterday. I'm one of the 28 million.
I don't fault the soul. I don't get it why you're upset if people vote early. They're not announcing the, by the way, if they announced, I get it for the horse race. I'm going to be there Tuesday night, most likely into Tuesday morning, for our election coverage starting at 8 o'clock.
Probably
along with
Wednesday.
Adam and Blois and number of other people. Okay? I think they should be counting these ballots right now, Dave. This process where they can't count them ahead of time, if we want to know, and we should want to know, the sooner the better, as long as it's fair, I'm in. Would you have any problem if states were counting the ballots right now, because there's a lot of different laws in that area.
I wouldn't have a problem if they're counting them. I think the worry is that the numbers get out before Election Day of how things are already trending, and that would be very bad for the vote and for maintaining all forms of ethics that you want to maintain with the election. So if states are worried that that's going to happen, then I guess this is how you have to do it.
Okay, so let's stay with that. Let's say 6 o'clock nightly, they were announcing, here are the latest totals. And they started maybe 2 weeks out. What would bother you the most about that? The idea would depress some voting, or it would play a part with these totals when that shouldn't influence in any way?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Especially a state, a swing state, a battleground state. I just made that term up. If you hear that your candidate is either doing better or worse than anticipated in the early results, that may
motivate you.
Yeah, it might motivate you to either go or say, looks like they've got it. I've got a lot going on today, so I'm going to hang this one out.
Yeah, we've had that debate on election night when West Coast still has hours of voting.
Mm-hmm.
And should they be declaring winners on the East Coast and Central? Where do you stand on that?
That's a little different only because we have the Electoral College system, and whatever the vote is in Maine doesn't really impact the vote in Oregon.
In theory, it could, though, because if you see, let's say you're a Trump voter, and you see Trump, let's say he pierces the blue wall, wins Wisconsin, okay? Wins Wisconsin, and he wins Pennsylvania. I mean, it's probably done, to be honest, then. But if your candidate, not sure why I'm coughing here, I apologize. If your candidate wins some surprise states early on, in theory, that could affect you if you're Mountain Time, West Time, right?
Well, yeah, I guess it could. But, I mean, at this point, you're still battling state by state. And I guess that's the slight difference, though. You know what? If you made the argument and, if you were the voting czar and said, because of what the argument you just made, we're not going to announce anything until 8 o'clock Pacific time. So sorry, East Coasters, it's a late night for you. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't fight too hard against it.
How are you voting? Are you bothered? And if you are, why are you bothered that at some point today we're going to pass 28 million people who already have voted? I'll be just crystal clear. I have zero problem with people voting early. Yeah, I mean, the other day in Georgia, by the way, when people worried about who's not voting, or let me phrase it a different way, who is voting and they shouldn't be voting? Georgia, rather large state, right? 8.2 million. They looked through it, 20 non-U.S. citizens register. 20. So this idea that that's this big, bad boogeyman. By the way, the 20 people should not vote. And the process identifies that pretty darn clearly. And has for a long, long time, but this phony, false belief is other. I'm not saying narrative. I mean, if I say narrative, just hit the button.
Come on.
And
just
my
try
mic,
it once.
Whatever it might be.
It'll feel good.
Yes. Yes. No, I can't do it. The idea this is happening in tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. Yeah. The Republican Secretary of State just looked it up. It was 20 out of 8.2 million. How are you voting? How should we vote? Have you changed your plans? Do you like the direction? Are you bothered by it? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Among the texts, on how are you voting? Yes, on the national holiday, but only if we require in-person voting on Election Day. They put another phrase. I don't think they meant that. Maybe they meant it for the humor. Maybe I missed it. No. We adapt. We understand. You know, it doesn't. Let's get as many people, and I hope you spend time informing yourself. But we don't have a test on that either, Dave. I mean, it's not like you go in there and someone says, hey, here's Dave Harrigan. Here's seven questions to determine how knowledgeable Dave Harrigan is before he votes. You get to do you. But
for better
no,
or worse.
Not just on Election Day. You want to have a quiz, Dave? You want to do that for people?
I mean, how hard are the questions going to be? I mean, they don't have to be university level U.S. government stuff, but
well, what if they're asking you policy positions and to defend who you're voting for and how much time you've put into it?
Well, that'll disqualify about 98% of the country.
Yes, I mean, we can't. I hope you pay enough attention. I hope you're consuming information not just from where you normally do, but no, I you talk about subjective and how frightening that could be. More text here on how are you voting. No holiday. Get your ass and go to work. Enough holidays. As far as voting earlier, go ahead. Not for me. Something could happen. Well, that's why I have not voted yet. I'm probably going to vote early, like 3-4 days ahead. I haven't done it before. That might be one of the reasons why I want to do it, just to see the process. Not that I think it's going to be like arousing and electric and I can't believe it. But
just wait.
Yeah, it could be just I'll never anticipate it, what this feeling. I would rather wait until the end in case something crazy happens. What about, I mean, you basically said, I know the future. I'm Dave Harrigan, and I'm voting October 23rd.
That's what I did. That's exactly right. I do know the future. No, I mean, the one worry about early voting is that you, God forbid, have something like Paul Wellstone. You know, and mm-hmm. It's a week and a half before the election, and something happens to a candidate, and goodness, what do we do then with all the votes that have been cast? And I don't know the answer to that, but I my mind was made up a while back on every race. So I said, you know what? I know Tuesdays are very, very busy for me. I'm barely home. It's running around, you know, to work, doing activities with the kids. And said, you know what? Instead of fighting that on the 5th, I've got some time Wednesday morning. I'm going to run in. Hopefully it's quick. And it was. I was in and out in 10, 15 minutes, and boom, I'm done.
Do you think about maybe prepping for the show? I mean, helping out things?
No. No, I wasn't concerned about that at all.
Yeah, good to know. By saying making it easy to vote, you're implying it's hard to vote. I've been voting for decades, and there's nothing hard about it. What do you think is hard about voting on Election Day? What if you're traveling? What if you're sick? What if work does not allow it? What if you have a kid issue? Just because this at times leaves me shaking my head on so many topics where people respond, just because, and this could be me, Dave, and anybody listening, just because it hasn't affected us doesn't mean circumstances don't happen. The whole world cannot be judged by, well, it's never happened to me or it happens to me all the time. So I don't know what other people are talking about. Let's see. Chad, I love to vote on Election Day and probably wear your favorite sticker. No, please don't. But I'm voting today because if I get hit by a truck before November 5th, I want my votes to count. Let's hope that doesn't happen. And please don't wear that stupid sticker. What if one of the candidates, this is picking up in your comment, Dave, God forbid, died like what happened to Wellstone? Okay. Well, they would not, I think it's clear they would give people an opportunity to vote again, right? It would be a mess, But they would give you the opportunity. I'm sure states have that. I'm sure Minnesota has that too, Dave, where you're given an opportunity to vote again in said race, right?
I have to assume, yes, that would be how it goes. But you're right with saying it would be a mess, and it would take a while then for, you know, additional votes to be counted and figure out who voted and how they voted. And, yeah, it'd be weird.
More text. Again, all at the StilesFinancial.com talk and text lines. I really appreciate it. I'm voting early. I work as an election judge that day, and it's going to be so busy, I won't have time to stand in line. Thank you for doing that, because now too many people in our society love to blame you if their candidate doesn't win. Think about it. Your candidate doesn't win, so the election judges, they're awful. They're corrupt. They're bought off. More text. I always vote on voting day. I'm not bothered by how others vote. As Governor Wall says, mind your own damn business. I like that we have options. More text. I prefer to vote in person, but every other year, most of the time, it's in the middle of Minnesota deer firearm season. Not convenient to drive several hundred miles. Got it, for sure. Chat, normally I love to vote on election day, but given the political climate these days, I voted early yesterday because it felt safer. More text. Our company is giving everyone the 5th off as a company holiday to go vote. That's pretty nice, right?
Yeah, who do they work for? I want to check that out.
I hope it's Odyssey.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not. 651-461-9226, a few more texts. I used to work at a company that allowed 2 hours to vote on election day. I'm guessing that guys that work there are probably voting early. I'm still taking the 2 hours off just to avoid rush hour. Not all businesses are closed for national holidays. Correct. That's true. We can't let perfect be the enemy of good, right? If it would make progress, if it would allow more people to vote, I am for it. Give us a follow on the Twitter machine, on the X machine. Check out Dave. Dave_Harrigan. Again, Dave_Harrigan. And for me, Chad Hartman Show. Do it right now. I think I got this one on just the song. I mean, that's Rupert Holmes, right?
It is, yes. Do you know the name?
Do you like this tune?
Who doesn't like this tune?
It isn't like. Where do you stand on a pina colada?
I'll drink a pina colada.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do we have to? You know me. I'll have hot chocolate if it's 95 degrees outside.
You will.
I just enjoy it. Will you have a pina colada, Dave Harrigan, if it's snowing and it's 5 degrees outside?
It wouldn't be my top choice, but yes, I would.
Yep. What is 651-461-9226? If you like to have a drink, what is your go-to drink right now? If you don't drink, no problem. You know? If you have a cocktail, what is your go-to? The last couple years, I'm enjoying the old-fashioned. That's my go-to right now. How about you?
I'm with you. The old-fashioned is right at the top of the list. And when it comes to liquor, I don't drink a whole lot in general, regardless. But when it comes to liquor, brown liquors are my thing. So even just a bourbon and a little ice, I've really started to enjoy that.
651-461-9226. Among the texts, it rained Tuesday evening. I'm just going by the weather, folks.
I did drive through a little rain Tuesday. I was going to call you out for lying.
No, I'm
rained a little the week before,
too. 975 meteorologists. I have no idea who this one was.
Is this the top 10 weather day? I was watching during the...
No, I don't think it's a top 10 weather day. Yeah, I'm just going by him. He said we haven't had any rain, and he said measurable rain.
Okay. Oh, okay. So that's, you lied then when you reported no precipitation. Now they're saying measurable.
I don't know how. And by the way, number of texts are telling me it's not rainy right now. Thank you. I appreciate that. They get the bit.
If we do get some rain, though, and you've got your rain gauge out, you know where you can sell those, send those numbers and those photos, Chad.
Adam.Carter@Odyssey.com. If he doesn't stay in Iceland. I mean, some of us want him to stay in Reykjavik, don't we?
Yeah, or just, you know, slide over to Greenland for a little bit. Check out Nova Scotia. You know, just stay north.
Screwdriver. I think the screwdriver still, I think it holds up. But I can't tell you the last time I had a screwdriver.
I can't either.
You much of a screwdriver guy?
I don't remember the last time or if I've even never actually had one.
Never had orange juice and vodka?
I don't really care for vodka.
Don't?
No. And I'd much rather have just orange juice. Orange juice is amazing.
Orange juice is fantastic. You know what's a little overrated? Apple juice.
Apple cider is a delight. Apple juice, eh.
Delight?
Yes.
I mean, it's better. I don't know. Delight. That seems a bit much. Hard cider. We're getting a couple of those. Apple cider and rum. Does that do it for you?
Apple cider and rum. I guess I'd try it, but we do have a few hard ciders around the house. That's one of my wife's go-tos if she's going to grab an alcoholic drink. Pear cider, too, is very good.
Oh, get out of here.
It is. Pear cider? Telling you the truth, pear cider is pretty good.
Man. Somebody's 1,000% behind the old-fashioned. Thank you. Strong drink, vodka gimlet with lime and pickled mushrooms.
Well, I can get right the heck out of here.
Whoa. The Bloody Mary, the person adds, what I really like is an easy IPA. I think the IPA is overrated.
It's because it
doesn't do it for, and I know I'm going up against the grain there, and I like some beer. I'm more of a lager, but IPA, Dave Harrigan says.
Not good. Not good, and I'm convinced 50% or more of the people that say they love a good IPA, they don't. They just want to be part of the cool crowd.
Wait a sec. They're lying about this? Why?
They're lying to you, and they're lying to themselves because they know I don't drink lagers. I'm a craft beer guy, and craft beer is 88% IPA after IPA after IPA. I just like it hoppy. I like the bitterness. No, you don't.
Mm. Oh.
Cut your beard.
Correction for you, Chad. You don't remember the last time you used a screwdriver.
That's a good point.
I have a nice tool set at the house. I have to change some batteries, which requires a screwdriver and a couple things. So, yes, I many screwdrivers around the house, including scattered around the house. I mean, little easier now and not as many youngsters here, but I'd be like, how is it possible that like 6 months ago when I probably last looked at the toolbox, there were like five different screwdrivers. They're all gone now. Apple juice and orange juice, way too much sugar. Grapefruit juice. Oh, grapefruit juice. Say it with me. Disgusting.
No, I would never go that far. Grape juice. Grapefruit juice is fine.
Disgusting.
Come on, you ever eat a grapefruit? You eat the pulp out of it, and then you squeeze the rest of the juice into that bowl. That's a nice little treat at the end.
A drill in my head, is that another option instead of having a grapefruit? It's sour. It's bitter. It's nothing like a grape. By the way, delicious grape is nothing like the grapefruit. How are they connected together?
I don't know. Which was named first?
I don't know. That's a very good question. Listening at Hazelden, sticking to Diet Coke this week. That's a good idea.
Great plan. Great. Stick to that.
I think that's a good way to go. Currently waiting for autumn weather to drink apple knocker cinnamon spice hot apple cider with brandy. Someone on TV said the Republican polling places are closed on Tuesday, so guess I won't go. Okay. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's it. Let's, you know, on election day, there's a polling place for Democrats to go and Republicans. Tough break this year. It's closed for one of the parties. That would not be good. Okay, so was it yesterday? It was late. It was late in the day, I think, Tuesday. And we meant to get to this yesterday. We didn't. Apparently, the show was so busy. Target cutting prices on 2,000 items ahead of the holiday shopping season. Okay, we see this all the time. But I want you to start first, and I want us to pause and see if people agree with your initial reaction when this story broke. Target, like a number of retail outlets, as we close in on Christmas, Hanukkah, holiday season, cutting prices on 2,000 items, and Dave Harrigan says this.
First thought is, I love you, Target, but why couldn't you do that in March? Have you been hosing us for the last 8 months?
Do you think like Dave on that? Now, there's all sorts of sales all the time. It's not like we don't, like Target's the only one that has a sale, Amazon, Prime Days. But when it's for this long a time, and the price cuts can be in some areas pretty notable, does that make you wonder why the prices aren't at that number all along? Or do you say, well, guess what? It's just such a competitive business. They think they can sell so many, so they're going to be fine. They're actually going to make more money when they cut prices. What is your first instinct when you see one of the big knockers in the retail business saying, hey, guess what? For the holidays, we're going to cut prices notably on so many items. Are you the Harrigan? God, I hope you're not, for your sake. And think, thanks for screwing us during the rest of the year. What do you want to say? Send me a text, even a good phone call on it. That'd be fine. 651-461-9226. All right, Dave, I mentioned Rupert and Pina Colada. What is our music theme this afternoon?
Well, so far, the Pina Colada song. Do you know the actual name of that song, by the way?
I don't.
It is called Escape, and then in parentheses, the
really?
Pina Colada song. Yeah, this song is called Perfect. Go ahead.
Why not just call it the Pina Colada song, which all of us think is the name of the song?
Well, it's because then it wouldn't have fit into the music theme so well today, Chad, and it would have been played. Got one extra spin on CCO Radio because they named it Escape. This tune is Perfect Illusion. Earlier we played Houdini from Dua Lipa because today, 98 years ago today, Eric Weiss, known as Harry Houdini, performed for the very last time. It just happened to be a week before he also passed away on Halloween.
Do we have a modern Houdini? Blaine, does he do that where he's escaping?
I think he has. Not like Harry, though. I mean, there's a lot of illusionists.
Yeah.
Blaine, you're what, Chris Angel, David Copperfield, of course. Have we found David Copperfield, by the way? Is he still gone?
No, he's gone, and apparently he left, what, millions of dollars worth of bills he needs to pay.
He and the Statue of Liberty, whoosh, vanished.
How about the fact that people are like, wow, he made the Statue of Liberty vanish? Maybe that should be the question when you vote. Did David Copperfield actually make in the harbor of New York the Statue of Liberty disappear?
How
you think
did
he did?
Okay,
you go home. Okay, you just get out of here. You are not voting. Okay, you do not qualify. There's no chance. Okay, so the topic is when Target announced a couple days ago that they're cutting costs, they're slashing. We're slashing costs on 2,000 items. Second time this year they've announced they're doing this. This one is tied Christmas holidays. In May, it was 5,000 items on 8,000 products. In total this year, they will have discounted more than 10,000 items. This is 2,000 items. Dave, you're saying the rest of the year we're paying way too much. Are you calling Target a price gouger? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not going to go that far, but I'm going to say, you know, it kind of seems like if you're able to do this twice a year for that many products for that long of a time, I mean, it feels like you could charge a little less throughout the rest of the year. I get that you want to drive people to your store for the holidays. That obviously makes a lot of sense. Hey, we got great deals on your magic bullet. Come on in here, and then while mm-hmm. you're in here, buy 12 other things you didn't know that you were going to pick up. But yeah, that's the first thought of, hey, are you screwing us the rest of the year, just bit by bit?
Among the texts at 651-461-9226, agree with Dave. They've been price gouging. So, I mean, are we saying then every store, no matter how small or big, every time they have a sale, it's price gouging? Pretty dramatic. I mean, we have had inflation. By the way, inflation in this country, better than most, if not almost all, comparable Western nations. Another few saying you're correct. Another texter says they're clearing out older inventory. There's some of that. But there's some items they have to think that they're so popular that they'll sell more under this. It's not an illusion and it's not a blame situation because it's literally like, well, magic bullet, $10 cheaper. How much is just our psychology, though, right? You know, so the magic bullet, it's down from $50 to $40. I want to save $10 every time. Sign me up. I'm in. But if you're going in there and let's say you're spending $220. And you go to Target a reasonable amount. Is the $10 really the tipping point? And again, if I go to Target, I may go to Target today, in fact. If I can save $10, I'm in. I'm never going to turn it down. But is that really what is going to be the impetus for some people saying, you know, I was going to Costco. I was going to Walmart, but now I'm going to go here. What do you think?
I think if that's the item that you had your mind set up, you need it, or you just saw it and said, you know, I'd always like to try a magic bullet. I've heard good things. Yeah, maybe you run into Target, pick one up, because now you're getting a sweet deal on it. And Target knows, and I'll tell you from being once a proud owner of a magic bullet, you'll be back next year to buy a new one.
Whoa. Kind of a cheap shot at the magic bullet, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, it wasn't the most reliable.
Number of people saying 2,000 items out of how many? I mean, what do you think about how many items are at Target? What percentage is that?
They've got items, and they've got more online.
More texters. This is not price gouging. This is strategic marketing over the course of the year. The texter adds, price gouging when there is extreme demand and very little supply, and the person raises the prices dramatically. And again, the vice president last night trying to explain how she's going to go after price gouging. Like a lot of her answers last night, I was left lacking. Okay, what? You know, we're going to get into politics with Tom. I was not impressed. I mean, the number of non-answers or word salad. And by the way, almost all of them were ones that she should have seen coming. Now, I saw Jake Tapper make the point, and he's right. I mean, we're judging Harris as we judge a typical politician as opposed to the other guy and Hitler generals and, you know, enemy within, including, you know, arresting in the military, going after Democrats. Just a little different. Your Linda's construction time. You know what time it is, Dave? It's 12:57. It is time for you to replace your old windows with Infinity from Marvin Windows. Let's talk to Hauser next hour.